It's Independence Day, July 4th, 2008. The Alex Jones Show. The one place you're going to find the truth in this crazy mixed-up world we live in. No spin, just the real deal. What's really happening? The real economics. The men behind the throne. Those that cower behind the curtain with their gold and rubies and greed. The ones that call us sheep, cattle, chattel, useless feeders. They're the ones I'm after. The ones that carried out 9/11. The ones that continue to cover it up. We will bring them to justice, I promise you. People will go down. Thank God for Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich.us right now, go there. Kucinich.us right now, go there. Kucinich.us right now, go there. Sign the petition. Make sure that these articles of impeachment are followed up on. Make sure we send a strong, super strong message that we're not going to take it. All right, we're still trying to get Luke on the line, but while we do that, let's take your calls. Let's shoot through them. We got a bunch of calls, as always, but they've been waiting for a long time. Fred in Philly, thank you for waiting so long, sir. Fred, you there? Hello?
I'm right here.
All right, man, what's up?
All right, I had to really wait. I think you got to remember that NIST is an agency that does a lot of classified work. There's a whole section of NIST that is in that category, in that classification of a secret agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very manipulable because of that fact. They're not independent, as you can tell if you look into the way some of these agencies are. They're not independent. So the other thing I just want to mention is I want to differ on and just discuss with you the fact that we don't seem to have anyone on our side who has been, you know, someone like a cabinet officer. I know we have some of these former officials, but we don't have anyone who's actually had to give up anything, who was actually taking a risk and lost everything to oppose Bush.
What about Cynthia McKinney? I mean, she's not in office now, but she did it. I mean, she held an actual 9/11 truth event on Capitol Hill. Not only that, she confronted Rumsfeld about the missing trillions and the war games that morning. She was the first person to go public about that.
Cynthia McKinney was not in their camp.
Well,
anyone who was... said, I'm going to now join the forces of truth from where I was.
Well, I would say Scott McClellan did a little bit. Paul O'Neill, the Secretary of Treasury, did a little bit.
All right. Well,
I mean, they did small things, but to have them come out for 9/11 truth, probably not going to happen. I mean, let's just be honest. Look at Richard Clark. You know, he's the one that bellows before the 9/11 Commission that, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to apologize. We screwed up that day, but he's on this new BBC special. He's
Marshall
talking about
thesis, Clark, right? He's
Richard Clark.
Richard Clark. It's not that I'm arguing. It's just that I see a certain dynamic at work. Now we had a William Odom, who was the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I'm not quite sure with the name, but go ahead.
He denounced Bush vehemently on the Charlie Rose Show a couple of years ago, but he just passed.
Yeah, but
so did the military that have.
But so is Brzezinski. You know, all these guys love to pick on Bush because he's a huge target and an easy one at that. I mean, the guy is obviously he's not the smartest guy in the world. He's not the best speechwriter. He's an easy target in my opinion, and I just don't think anybody's gone that hardcore. I guess I could say that Kurt Weldon also sacrificed a lot as a congressman from Pennsylvania. I thank you for the call, Fred. We're going to jump through your calls on this side. Remember, 9/11 Truth Rising out now, PrisonPlanet.tv.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ruh-pa-pa. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day.
All right, we're going to play another clip. And I got to play this one because it really just shows how the British power really never left, how we're in bed with them. The royal family are not good people. This is a big toasting, I think, with Nelson Rockefeller, Queen Elizabeth, and Gerald Ford when he was the Vice President of the United States. A big love fest. And let's just play the clip. It was on C-SPAN the other day. Old history. This is 1976, folks.
Celebrate our past. We also look forward with confidence to working for a better life for all humanity. In our third century, I know that the United Kingdom will be on our side, and the United States will be on your side. Your Royal Highness, ladies and gentlemen, the Queen.
Queen.
Permanence, Anglo-American friendship. It has grown and prospered down the years. It has brought with it benefits beyond measure to our peoples. May it long continue to flourish for the sake of both our countries and for the greater good of mankind. Mr. President, I raise my glass to you and to Mrs. Ford, to the 200th birthday of America, and to the happiness of our staunch and generous people.
There it is, folks. Just a big old love fest between Nelson Rockefeller, Gerald Ford, and the Queen on Independence Day. It's actually on 7/7. It's a few days after. But in remembrance of the 200th anniversary of this country. I mean, unfortunately, the British royal family likes to joke and goof on each other overseas. They own most of the tabloids. Prince Philip does that on purpose to make it look like they don't have any power. Well, they do. They got a ton of power. The royalty has never left. These people really do think that they're better than us. I mean, did you hear her voice? Yes. The Queen and everything is good. And we shall prosper with our Anglo-American friendship forever. Makes me ill. When are people going to wake up? I mean, I guess a few people may have woken up overseas when they killed Di, because a lot of people are hip to that fact. But, you know, again, Prince Charles, not a good person. Prince Philip, especially. Prince Philip's a huge eugenicist. You know, talk about population control. He doesn't want me and you alive. Dodi Fayed's father, he got on the Stern Show and said that, you know, Prince Philip was a Nazi and an occultist and that he was a homosexual and all these other things. And, of course, Prince Philip can't do anything about it. He's like, do you think Prince Philip's going to try to sue me? He's like, he's a rich man. He could do it. I'm a rich man. He could get money out of me. He's like, but everything I'm saying is true. Look into it. Check that interview out. It's a really good one. All right, let's see if Jeff in Massachusetts is still on the line. Jeff, are you with me? Jeff, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, what's up, man?
Oh, yes. Now, as far as the sheeple is concerned, I believe that the demise of America will come in a two-pronged fashion. First off, at least in my neck of the woods, most of the sheeple really don't care about politics. They just want a politician that'll butter their bread, give them the bacon. And once the bacon runs out, then you have rioting and stuff like that, then martial law will be imposed. Once martial law is imposed, there's going to be no more radio, no more conservative alternative media, absolutely nothing. And that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to say afraid, but that's a day I dread because once freedom has been stifled, I mean, that's it.
Well, the thing is that would only happen locally unless there was some kind of a big contrived provocateur event such as a dirty bomb or
exactly.
A bio attack. I mean, you're not going to get that even in a local riot. You know, because of some political leader. I don't see that happening. What worries me, however, is the release of a bioweapon or a dirty bomb or a nuke going off in the United States, because then a lot of people on that sheeple level who do not follow politics whatsoever are going to be more than willing to go to the camps, to give up their homes, to do anything that the government tells them to do. And that's where the real problem is. That's where I believe they could cut off our communications. That's when they could cut off the internet. That's when these radio shows wouldn't be possible anymore. But that's why radio shows like this one are on shortwave, you know, so they can't take us down all the way. You know, they can stop us on AM and FM. They may be even able to regulate us on the internet. But shortwave radios are the ones that people listen to in disasters, man.
No. You're absolutely right. And the part about the dirty bomb, I thought about that too, because I'm studying to be an EMT. If a dirty bomb ever went off, the paramedics and the EMTs will not want to touch that. And there's only so many hazmat teams to go around. And if a dirty bomb goes off anywhere, guess what? The hazmat teams get choked off. And you know what? I believe eventually America's going to surrender and give up its sovereignty to Russia, China, and the Middle East. But first, we're going to have martial law. But I just hope that doesn't happen.
Well, a lot of people are talking about that Russia-Chinese alliance to bring in World War III. Very possible. Might be on the horizon. I'm more concerned about the Middle East right now, but that doesn't mean that's not in the back of my mind. I thank you for the call. Let's pop to Ellie in Toronto. Ellie, are you there?
Hey, Sean, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Sean, first off, you know, before I go ahead, I'd just like to let you know that, you know, I'm a great fan of your movies, especially Loose Change,
okay,
Final
thank you.
Cut. Although I still run into people who are, like, you know, still thinking it's like a conspiracy theory and God knows what. I'm mm-hmm. sure you do, too.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Anyways, I wanted to comment in regards to the thing you said.
North American Union?
Huh?
North American Union?
No. It wasn't
okay.
about North American Union. It was you were commenting on how, you know, you guys don't make a lot of stuff anymore in the United States, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like completely, like almost everything is shipped overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do agree in regards to that when it comes to general public or civilian type products. But when it comes to military arms, like jet planes,
mm-hmm.
radar equipment, surface-to-air missiles, and God knows what else, United States is still the top one of the top manufacturers of arms. Maybe, you know, maybe that is one of the reasons. Like, you know, I'm sure you remember Larry Nichols when he was on the show talking to Alex Jones. That,
sure, Larry Nichols is the one that exposed the Clintons and the Clinton
yeah,
Chronicles
exactly.
and shows the false left-right paradigm.
You know, we love conflict because, you know, like, this is how we ensure control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the best way the United States, a.k.a. globalists, they get control is one of the ways is by supplying arms, especially jets.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have a jet, like an F-16 or any other jet, you rely on the spare parts. And, you know, like this way, you know, they have control over the mass militaries that may be there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, these things are outsourced to private companies all the time, like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing, and a lot of it remains classified. But, yeah, that's what we make. The problem is that's not for public consumption. It's on a very limited level, and the people that are getting rich aren't the people that are working in the factories, and they're few and far between anyway. It's the people at the top, the people that have moved over to Dubai, I mean, to get out of this country. It's absolutely ludicrous stuff. I thank you for the call. Let's move to Dave in California. What's happening, Dave?
Jason, happy birthday, America, man.
I hear
you.
Hey, you
guys are great. Luke Radowski, if you're there, if you're listening, man, we love you. We're not giving up. Whoever it is that thinks that we're going to roll over for China or Russia or any of them, Obama, it does not matter. The truth is out. It is out. It's never going to get put back in the can. They can try. They can fake things out. They can lie. They can put their little pundits up there, and they can scream at us. Nothing is working anymore. We've got DVDs everywhere. People are waking up. It's just not going to stop.
Well,
it's
I'm with you.
It's not going to stop.
And I love the enthusiasm. Have you seen Truth Rising yet?
Not yet, but I've got it on order. But listen, let me do something for you
sure.
real fast. You said you were looking for fireworks. You might want to take your earphones off, okay?
All right, we can't have fireworks on the air, but thank you, Dave. Oh, that's good stuff. See, that's what I like. I like a little bit of enthusiasm. I like people that are psyched about, you know, independence. You know, well, maybe I should put a little Metallica Ecstasy of Gold in this little rant, because this is going to be my little independence rant. You know, I love this country. You don't even know how much I love this country. A lot of people say they love this country. Well, I love it. It's Independence Day. And I got to tell you, if we want our independence, if we truly want to be a free people, we must rise. We must stand up against these globalists, these tyrants, the people that want to put us in their privatized prisons, the people that want to charge $5 a gallon of gas, maybe 10, the people that want to force vaccinations on us, vaccinations filled with cancer viruses, with mercury and poison to dumb us down, the people that fluoridate our water. This is why I do this radio show, because I do love America. I love this country. I want my Constitution and Bill of Rights back. Is that so much? Or are we going to step up?
for its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab and go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
We're back on Independence Day, folks.
my sweetest.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma subbing in. Alex will be back on Sunday, I believe.
Everyone I know.
And today is the day for Truth Rising, the 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1. It's live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality we've ever offered anything. And quite frankly, this is getting 4-star reviews. People are very impressed. Let's read through some of these reviews. Alex's best film ever, 5 stars. Alex nailed it. This may wake up more people than Loose Change. It's unbelievable. And we are just so proud of this movie. In fact, let's play a little sneak peek of Truth Rising right now.
How you doing tonight?
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail?
They think he's got a bomb in his bag.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg Group, sir? Answer my question.
Yes! Have you seen the
this country, we should treat our police officers, our fire department, our first responders with respect, sir. They're getting no respect from you for what you're doing to them, sir.
That's my roommate. That's his medication.
Can this side of the room, everybody stand up? Everybody on this side, if you're all rescue workers, will be dead in 4 years.
Are you there?
We're here to defend America.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right. You ain't in America. Come on.
When are you going to investigate World Trade Center 7, sir? When are you going to investigate World Trade Center 7? You made your promise. You made a promise, sir.
Hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue. If violence breaks out, don't worry, we can handle it.
Treason going out, and you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
Hey, guys.
It's true.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
Attention, all our choppers, 9/11 was an inside job.
Why did Bush not even want to investigate the attack?
9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.
Turn the camera off.
No, sir.
Turn the camera off.
No, sir.
Can I ask you why you're taking my picture?
I have every right to. You're on the public sidewalk.
Gives me goosebumps every time I watch it. Get the high-quality DVD over at Infowars.com right now or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see it in the utmost quality. I mean, this is a high-quality DivX rip. It's all over the web. I really can't wait for people to take this, burn this, and share it with others. Today's the day. It's the 4th of July. There's a ton of barbecues, ton of family get-togethers. What better day for the truth to rise? All right, before we go back to callers, I would like to thank eFoods Direct. They help make this show possible. They are one of our biggest sponsors. And you go to www.efoodsdirect.com right now to go check out their stuff. We don't need to remind you need food to survive, folks. eFoods Direct has the best storable food out there. It is efoodsdirect.com. And we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, loosechange911.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cartivite.
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 We all use Cartivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartivite. Cartivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.com or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
Federal agents, we are armed.
We have
to stand up for
and what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Won't you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the die, lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control the race and take elections.
All right, folks, it's Independence Day. And I want to remind people, there is going to be big events down in New York City. For some reason, Luke missed out on the interview today. I don't know why. He might be down in New York City right now, down at Ground Zero. But regardless, there's going to be huge events. WeAreChange.org is where to go check out where and when those events are going to be taking place. And as of now, it looks like I will be down there showing Fabled Enemies, my new film. Possibly some other films are going to be shown down there. It should be a really great time. All right, let's jump to some callers. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, what's up?
Whoa. Hey, Jason.
How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I downloaded 9/11 Chronicles last night.
Awesome.
Watched it all at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I know Alex was talking on the show about it being an inspiration to others to get involved. And I've been involved in my own local area.
Uh-huh.
But being 45 minutes out from New York City, send Luke a message and let him know that I'll be joining him at Ground Zero sometime soon.
Excellent, excellent. So you watched it. Tell the people what it's about. You know, I've been stringing on it all day. You tell people, what is 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising?
Well, what I got out of it is that, you know, it's kind of going away from 9/11 being an inside job per se and not really focusing on that. The first half of it, what I got from it, was that you guys really concentrated on the first responders and some of the injustices that happened to them afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And just seeing all those videos, too. I mean, I've seen a lot of them on YouTube with Mark Dice and Luke and all the other We Are Change guys. But just seeing them again, I mean, some parts I felt like crying and other parts I felt like laughing.
Well, that's what it's all about, is that it has an upbeat sense, but some of this material is so strong. And you mentioned how it really begins with the first responder's plight. Well, it ends with the first responder's plight, too. And it ends really with Dennis Kucinich saying, you know, he's going to be asking questions and getting documents. And that 35th article of impeachment was because the Bush administration lied about the air quality to the EPA and put all those first responders in early graves, essentially, and gave them health problems. So, you know, this is a multi-tiered film. I think for people that are uninitiated, that don't know about the 9/11 truth movement, I think it's also an attractive movie to bring them in. I mean, like you just said, you've been active in your own area, but after seeing this, you're ready to go to New York City and join Luke Radowski.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, I thank you for the kind words, man. Keep spreading the truth, burning copies. Hopefully you got that DivX version. Let's jump over to Frank in New York. What's going on, Frank?
Hi, how are you doing? I want to wish you and Alex and everyone a happy 4th.
Thank
and
you.
I wanted to ask you a question, and that is, your event is going to be down at Ground Zero, correct, the screening?
I don't know if the screening will absolutely be at Ground Zero. In other words, we're not going to just set up cameras outside or a projector outside of Ground Zero, but it'll be down in Lower Manhattan somewhere.
Okay,
really,
I'm
going
to try
to
get
yep.
there tonight after the fire or before the fireworks. But
oh, cool.
What I wanted to talk about is Gore Vidal's excellent interview with the Iranian press that was published on Saturday.
I haven't heard
it. The 28th. And it's entitled, The U.S. is Not a Republic Anymore. It really means that the U.S. is not a constitutional republic anymore. And it's an excellent interview with very succinct comments that Gore Vidal has been making over the last 20 years. But it's so cogent that I think everyone should read it, and I'm not at all surprised that the New York Times nor the Washington Post chose not to run the story. But it's one of the best, and it's been getting lots of airplay in England. In fact, it's been it was actually in the Times on Sunday in London. So, I mean, it's really interesting. The only people that seem to not know what's happening are those here in the States. And I don't mean the people listening to your show. But what I wanted to say, too, is that I also wanted to thank Kucinich and also Professor Boyle, who has been working on articles of impeachment since 2003. And I think it's time that we hold our Congress and our senators accountable, and we demand that Bush be tried for his crimes against the American people, American treaties, and the Constitution. And if we are too panty-waisted to bring Bush to trial with impeachment and his wartime cabinet, including the vice president, I think it's time that we extradite him to The Hague to stand trial at the Court of International Justice, let the Iraqi people then try him in Baghdad.
Well, I'm with you on many levels. I don't know about The Hague, but I do want people to go to Kucinich.us right now. And we played that. Did you hear that Kucinich clip earlier today?
I do. And the only thing, the reason why I'm stating The Hague is when our own system fails to act, there has been over a million people murdered by this illegal criminal Bush regime, and it's time to hold them accountable. And if our Congress can't enforce its own laws, then let's extradite him and let the world court try him for his crimes, or let the Iraqi people try him and his wartime cabinet.
All right,
I think that has to be done. Thank you, man.
You know, I'm just very, very hesitant to bring anything to a world tribunal because I don't trust the UN. If the world tribunals were so great, we would have had trials in the first year after 9/11. We would have had a real investigation. I really think that we have to do this from a homegrown perspective. Kucinich.us, Kucinich.us, Kucinich.us. Go to Kucinich.us right now and sign this petition to get these articles on the fast track to reality. He already put them before the House. Congress is aware. They don't care. They think the people are just going to fall asleep. They're going to lie on their backs in their little fetal position and be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. Do something. Kucinich.us. Go and sign the petition right away. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to John in Michigan. John, how are you today?
Excuse me. What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Jason, man.
Jason, yeah. Look, I live in a little town just outside of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know that the blacks here are actually starting to take to the streets.
Good.
They do not walk out in the sidewalk anymore. Mm-hmm. And what I'm figuring is, and there's been a lot of rainy weather here and power outages everywhere except Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were to be a power outage in Detroit for a couple hours, we'd have 1967 and more all over again. I know it. I just want to let you know that.
You really think it's that politically charged out there in Detroit?
Well,
right now?
I don't know about the political side, but they're angry.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're angry over their status, you know.
Well, I mean, back in the 80s, Detroit was a huge industrial town, had
right.
a lot of jobs everywhere, and that
yeah.
slowly was taken away. That was Michael Moore's first movie, Roger and Me. And then now, I mean, there's not much there, is there?
Like I said, you know, there's been power outages everywhere except Detroit, but about 2-3 hours in Detroit, it would start, because they know the alarm batteries would be gone, and any, even UPS batteries would be gone, you know, for the computer backup.
Mm-hmm.
So that all makes sense.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, John. Let's jump to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, what's up?
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to call and let you know that I went on, tried to get on to Kucinich's website, and mm-hmm. I can't pull it up because I was going to vote for that.
Yep.
And also, too, I've been getting emails sent to me about Bush's impeachment,
mm-hmm.
and I signed up on that. And what I wanted to tell you was that I went on ahead and ordered that 9/11 Truth, you know, the Chronicles, Truth mm-hmm. Rising, because I seen the 9/11 Road to Tyranny,
mm-hmm.
and I think you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. Actually, I just logged on to Kucinich.us. The website is up. You may have put an extra C in there. For people listening, it is Kucinich.us, and he has his little address that I played earlier on top. He has pretty much the whole oil scenario and why we need to impeach Bush. And, Betty, I thank you so much for your support with the movies. I hope that you make copies and hand them out to friends. And I hope that all of you listeners, listen again, all of you listeners, go to Kucinich.us, sign this petition, support them. We've got a big weekend ahead of us. Okay, this is Independence Day. You're going to be talking to your family. If your family is just as upset as you, or they don't know why they're upset, but they still think things are wrong, point them to Kucinich.us. We need as many signatures as possible. I mean, this thing should be all over the news. It's not. You don't see it on CNN. You don't see it on Fox News. You don't see it on MSNBC. You don't see it on any flavor of the news because they want to keep this silent. They don't want you to know that a congressman who's now run for president twice in this country is trying to impeach Bush on 35 counts. 35 different articles. He's charged him. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Hartwell in Louisiana. Hartwell, what's up? You with us?
Yes, Jason, I'm calling to let you know that on this Independence Day, I am not barbecuing, I'm not drinking beer, and I'm not looking for ball games. What I'm looking for is information,
mm-hmm.
the information that you're giving. And I'm calling to thank you so much for being there for me. May God bless you.
Well, thank you, Hartwell. I hope that you go and check out Truth Rising. And I hope if you haven't seen Loose Change Final Cut, you check that out, too. And not only are you hungry for information, but you're hungry to share that information with others as well. I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a day like today and enjoying the sunshine, enjoying your family. But we can't do that every day, and I really feel like the general populace is out there in this daze, just not caring what's going on, just living day to day in a total and complete haze, almost a false reality, if you will, Hartwell.
Yes. Well, I spent $500 burning a professional DVD burner at Burns Fort one time.
Oh, good.
I am doing it.
Awesome. Awesome. That is good news, and I hope that you hand out thousands of those discs. And if I know you're in Louisiana, but Maybe you can make it out to New York this year for September 11th. The more of you that can make it out, the better the impact will be. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Wade in Mississippi. Wade, how's your Independence Day going so far, buddy?
So far, so good. I'm at work in beautiful southwestern Louisiana, but I live in Mississippi.
Gotcha.
Wanted to call and wish y'all a happy Independence Day, and thank you for the work that you've done on 9/11 Loose Change, all three films. I've watched all three. I just watched 9/11 Truth Rising last night, and all I got to say is it really does the best job of saying what the real issue is and getting at the first responders, because I myself was a firefighter before 9/11
mm-hmm.
in Mississippi, and I participated in Hurricane Katrina's recovery efforts and everything in the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to Dennis Kucinich's 35 articles of impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
One article of impeachment stands out to be the nail in the coffin. This is guaranteed 100%. The Congress should be lynching the White House on this. Is that Bush went to war without Congress's approval or formal declaration of war, saying, yes, we can go invade a foreign country. That violates our U.S. Constitution, and anybody that doesn't understand that obviously didn't pay attention in history class.
Well, absolutely, and it's all wordplay, because we're not really at war with Iraq. It is a conflict, but they can sit there up on a podium and say we're at war, we're at war, we're at war, we're at war, when war is never actually declared, and it's just a conflict that can last forever and basically allow us to do anything outside of our own international and national rules. It's absolute ludicrousy, and I agree 110% with you, but I think, you know, there's some other solid ones in there. I mean, for instance, the domestic wiretapping they've had to admit to. I mean, that one AT&T whistleblower alone has blown the lid off the fact that the National Security Agency clones almost all information from emails to phone calls and puts it into a database. I mean, that's scary stuff, and this was in place before 9/11. This is one of the other articles of impeachment. You know,
it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, being a first responder, my experience with Hurricane Katrina, I'm a search and rescue coordinator for Hancock County, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have another hurricane, I'm the guy that's got to deal with FEMA and getting the USAR teams to come down and coordinate the rescue efforts. But they just had a press release that said FEMA's not going to give anybody any ice. And ice was very critical in the survival in the immediate days of the aftermath of the storm, because people have prescriptions that they have to keep cold. And not just that, the food that's in refrigerators, if you could take a little bit of food that's in your refrigerator that you lost power, put it in an ice chest with some fresh ice, you can keep it a week or two in that ice chest as long as you have a constant supply of ice. But I know now that I've been reading and doing research on FEMA, doing the online courses with FEMA Independent Study. FEMA wants every emergency management agency throughout the entire United States to comply with NIMS. Basically, where FEMA is leading the way, saying you have to do what we tell you to do or you're not going to be involved. They have a 5-year training matrix, and you go to FEMA.gov and read all about it, that says that you have to be trained to be compliant. If you're not compliant, you can't participate in emergency management.
Well, that's what FEMA is all about.
Weeding out all the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about control. It's all about doing what the elite want to do. That's why it's part of the continuity of government program, in case they just want to declare that we no longer have a constitutional government like they did on 9/11. FEMA will step in and do what it has to do. You know, that's why they let Halliburton build all those FEMA camps throughout the country privately with no-bid contracts. It's because...
Well, look at KBR and Halliburton had the contract to build all them rail cars for the FEMA camps.
Yeah, yeah.
Tax financed by the federal government. And there's several videos available on the Internet about how we have concentration camps in the United States that are funded by FEMA.
Yeah, and they have all these little portable coffins, if you will. They could probably fit 2 or 3 bodies in these plastic coffins. It really shows you that FEMA is not out for our best interest and is really going to be just a roundup service after the disaster or during martial law. It's very scary stuff. I thank you so much for the call, Wade. I'm glad that you enjoyed Truth Rising. I hope you burn it and you get it out to as many people as possible. Let's go to Rich in Toronto. Rich, what's on your mind?
And I just wanted to tell people about a new website I made. It's global911truth.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also from torontochange.com. We are Change Toronto.
Excellent.
Just wanted to let people know if they're in the Toronto area, or even in anywhere in Canada, you got to watch Unfair Dealing, and that deals with Toronto 18, the Muslims that they arrested in 2006, And it's a must-see for any Canadian to see how CSIS did some really dirty dealings there. To
throw out the website one more time.
It's torontochange.com, and you can check out global911truth.com as well.
All right, Rich, thanks so much for the call. Let's jump to Mark in California. Mark, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, Jason. Just wanted to give you a success story from someone I work with.
Awesome.
About 3 years ago, I gave a Alex Jones interview with Stanley Hilton. I think you remember that one.
Yeah, Stanley Hilton was the former chief of staff of Bob Dole, and we'll talk about that on the other side. He was one of the first guys to go public and put out a lawsuit into the criminal activity of our U.S. government involved in 9/11. We'll come back to Mark. Remember, it's Independence Day, and the truth is rising over at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The 4th of July, 2008, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, you can check my stuff out over at loosechange911.com, or if you want to contact me directly, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmes. The truth has risen, and 9/11 Chronicles Part 1 is live over at prisonplanet.tv in the highest quality possible. In the DivX format, you can burn them, play them right on your DivX DVD player. 15 cents a day, folks, and If you want to wait, you can order the high-quality DVD. We're encouraging people to do that as well so that they can make copies and hand those out. Right now we're talking to Mark in California, and he was talking about how he led his friend into the Stanley Hilton situation. And Stanley Hilton was a former chief of staff for Bob Dole. And he questioned the official version of 9/11 almost immediately, went on the Alex Jones show, brought up charges against them, and they just threw them out of court several times. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, well, Jason, you know, I had what I would perceive as a normal reaction to hearing the Stanley Hilton interview on the show, and I distributed it to a few of my friends, and one of them was someone I was working with at the time of the interview, and subsequently he went to another job, and I should say at the time he told me I was crazy, I was a nut for, you know, even handing him the audio compact disc. And so anyway, a couple years go by, and he's recently come back to the company that I work for, and out of nowhere he starts basically describing to me Terror Storm and a couple other internet videos that he had seen that had changed his perspective, and he had jumped out of the typical left-right mindset and, you know, jumped into our world of, holy mackerel, there's all kinds of stuff going on that, you know, we're being lied to about. And so I don't know if it was necessarily, you know, my giving him the audio CD.
Well, I guarantee that was the start of it, man. Listen, you plant these seeds, they don't always bloom right away. Sometimes they do. Some people are smart enough to pick up on it. Some people are like, oh, my God, and then they want more information. Other people, it sits back in the back of their mind forever. And then all of a sudden, there's a trigger. And that's why I don't give up on my friends and their family. That's why I've been pushing this stuff even when I go home. That's why I gave, you know, my Republican friend who got married in New York last week, you know, 12 different movies, including, you know, Alex Jones's movies, my movies, American Drug War, because we can wake them up. We can keep pushing. They're not going to call us nuts forever. Something's going to happen in their life that's going to trigger them to this information. They're going to join our fight. I truly believe that.
Seems to me that the 9-1-1 Truth Rising, which I've watched three times already, shows the other side doing just a series of ad hominem attacks against people that are simply basically quoting stories that they've seen in the mainstream press. And, you know, it seems like they always get back on their heels and they just resort to name calling or saying, you know, get a life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's go through some of the talking points that are in the movie. Oh, they're not going to be nice forever. What's going to stop them from being tased? They're terrorists. But in actuality, we're the patriots. And I'm glad you've watched it almost three times, man. That's very encouraging. That tells me that this is a good movie. I hope that you make copies and you hand them out. I thank you for the call, Mark. Guys, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is where patriotism is every day. In fact, it's Independence Day on this show 365 days a year. If you missed any of this big-time broadcast, remember PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go check out 9/11 Chronicles right now, but you can go to Infowars.com and check out the feed. I'm Jason Burmis. You can check me out at LooseChange911.com. Thank you all. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.